Greg Urell, sister Vianney, who's in the market.
Step up to 13, I think, just the ideal for her today. I think she'll be very competitive.
Which one should I have a dollar on?
I do like the filly today.
Sister Vianney.
That's it.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Sister Vianney goes to the front and it's going to be her day today. Sister Vianney goes away to score by 2 lengths.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
We came close yesterday in the early mail with thanks to the TAC, but close is not good enough. So we've got a dual-pronged attack today. We're going to have a crack at Pakenham and at Ararat. We start with Pakenham where the conditions are a good four. The rail is in a true position. And then we go to Ararat as well today where it's also a good four and the penetrometer is 5.76. Macca, you have handpicked a couple of Victoria's finest trainers to help us today.
Yes, we have. We've got a bit going on today, Jack. We really need to get a winner. So we're going to start, I think, at the moment, we're going to start with Jerome Hunter, who has got a number of horses going around at Pakenham. Good morning, Jerome. You there?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, mate. Hopefully you're the man today. We've got this statue ready to be erected. We need a winner if we can, mate. So how confident are you today?
Well, no one remembers who comes second, do they?
That's a really good point, mate, exactly. We start in race two with number 8, Vane Rich. The Dane Rich gelding, slightly awkward draw. What's your feeling on that horse today?
I think it's a good draw for him. He was just on the fence last start and he just didn't like getting crowded at Mornington. So I think with a big long straight, they come out of the chute there, so there's only one turn. So I don't think the barriers from that chute's going to be a problem. So, look, he's crying out for 1,200, and it doesn't seem that strong a mate.
Well, I like the sound of that,
Jack.
Oh, yes. That's really good.
Hello.
So, and then we go to race three. About $30 or $34, this one, number 10, Orphans Trust, the Trust in August Mare. What's your feeling there, mate?
Not a lot. I think she may be, we'll just see how she goes today and hopefully she improves, but she just hasn't really, found her way through racing. She won really impressive her first start and then it was virtually downhill from then on. So we'll just see how she goes and if not, she might be looking for the paddock and then to the brooding barn.
Well, interesting. But the one I do like in that race is Martini.
Yes.
Martini Special. The four-year-old mare, the Super One mare, really good fourth at Sandown. So what's your... Is this your best chance, do you think, Jerome? Or you've got two really good chances, I think, today.
I think she's clearly my best chance. She had a torrid run at Sandown and the winner was just parked right behind her. She was three wide with no cover and, she's only been beaten the head for seconds. So, taking her to Pakenham again, it's such a lovely track. And she's drawn wide a bit too,
yeah.
But I don't see that coming out of the chute will be a problem.
Well, I'm excited about that, Jack. Jerome, that is fantastic. We'll have a nibble on all of those, but we'll go a little bit harder on Martini Special. Thanks so much for your time, mate.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Good luck.
Now, we've got a bit of a problem here.
We do.
Austie Coffey, who was our Ararat connection for today,
yes.
Just probably caught up doing a few things this morning, getting the horses ready, and we can't get Austie.
We can't get him, but I'll let you know who they are. But I'm really confident now in Martini Special.
That was a good push.
That was a really good push from Jerome.
Good push.
With that, Brad Waters in the Herald Sun has made it his best bet of the program too.
He's pretty good, Brad Waters.
And
too.
The form around it's really good, so I think the Jerome line might be the way we go there. But do you want me to read out the Austie
Coffey yes.
ones just in
yep.
case?
Maybe we can decide out of all of his, maybe we'll decide what his best
okay,
of the
let's
days.
Do that. So he's got race one, Sports Idol, race two, North Vic, race five, Greetings Ned, race seven, Category Five, and he's got two in the eighth race, Deer Scent and Bannerton. So
what do you think's his best out of them?
I'm torn between two horses feeling like a fool, but I'm going to go with Category Five, race seven, number one, Category Five. I think it's about $4.80. So we'll make that...
Oh, the top weight, yep.
Yeah, we'll make that Austie's best of the day, unless he wants to call us and change that view. But it gives us a two-pronged attack.
Yep, it's been in the mix, hasn't it?
Category 5, so yeah. I'm just going to throw that in there. Just see what we can do. But Jerome Hunter, that's the one that I'm keen on, backing race 3, number 8, Martini Special. Really good fifth at Sandown.
That's the one. And with tab.com.au, of course, our great friends, you can still get around the $657 mark for Martini Special.
Get in now and fix it. But I am going to have a little nibble on Vane Rich as well. There was a little push there that he's not worried about the wide draw. So really good trainer there, Jerome.
Fix the price because we move markets on this show.
Well, we will tomorrow when Dino comes on. So
Yes, I'm looking forward to Dina.
Well, we need some cash leading into the week, a big weekend, like Magic Millions. I always get excited at this time on the Saturdays.
So. I think it's important that we finish on a winning note tomorrow too. Absolutely. Our last show together before we hand the reins back to Half and Whitey for 2022.
We'll
we
be
need
on holidays,
to finish.
Jack.
Yeah. I actually am going away next week.
You are? Yeah. Do people go away in this day and age now?
Well, no. That's why I like going away, because this time of year, no one is going away.
Right.
They're all back at work. So,
Correct.
No, my official sort of Christmas holidays. It's
Cincinnati?
Only four, it's only 4 days.
No,
Torquay. It was either that or Bonnie Doon, really.
Yeah,
But I'm actually going away next week. I'm very much looking forward to it.
You deserve it.
Off the text, 0416 90 50 52. Boys, did you know there's a Crappers Plumbing in Bendigo?
Oh, really? Crappers Plumbing in Bendigo.
And
there you go. That's...
Turns out the Crapper name is more common than what we thought. FYI, guys, Paul Crapper heads up Victoria's Plumbing Industry Commission. Of course he does.
I'm not going to comment on that. Good morning to Paul if he's listening.
And we've been sent some Google links, actually, of articles with him too.
Really? Great names for great industries. I reckon it works out well, doesn't it?
Yeah, you've got to, if your surname's Crapper, you've got to work in plumbing.
You have to.
You can't be an architect.
No.
It's the Summer Breakfast Club on RSN 927. We'll talk cricket very shortly, and Macca's top 5, not too far away.